Hosanna, a Fellowship of Christians.
Hey, good morning. I'll take a wow after a song. That's good. It is a new day. I'm so thankful for this day. I know that you are too. I'm thankful that you're wearing masks today. Thank you for continuing on with that precaution. If there are any people that are not wearing masks, it's just probably because of, for medical reasons, but we do thank you for being cautious that way and honoring everybody. Today, I want to let you know that we are going to be celebrating communion together, okay? So those elements that you received on the way in the door, if you would just hold on to those for now, and we'll be participating in that a little bit later in the service. If you're at home and you're tuning in from home and you would like to participate in communion with us, we want to let you know in advance so that you can go and get your juice and bread and be prepared. We would love to have you participate and take communion with us from home as well, or wherever you are. Well, welcome to this gathering today. We have at times referred to this room right here as God's living room, because it's a place where God's children, we come together, and we worship, we celebrate, we hang out with masks on for now. But it's a special place because God loves family reunions. He loves get-togethers. He says, where two or three are gathered, hey, I'm going to be there. I want to be there. You know, he loves God's people getting together. And so that's why we call this God's living room. And every week we get to hang out in God's house. That's fun. It's neat. And it's quite a privilege. I'm going to ask you all to stand up together, if you would, for the first song or two. Let's celebrate being in God's house today. Sometimes on this journey, get lost in my mistakes. What looks to me like weakness is a canvas for your strength. My story isn't over, my story's just begun. Failure won't define me, cause that's what my Father does. Failure won't define me, cause that's what my Father does. Burdens down. Ooh, here in the Father's house, check your shame at the door, cause it ain't welcome anymore. Ooh, you're in the Father's not the end game, the journey's where you are. Never wanted perfect, you just wanted my heart. And the story isn't over, if the story isn't good. Failure's never final when the Father's in the room.
Come on now.
Failure's never final when the Father's in the room. Father's house, check your shame at the door, cause it ain't welcome anymore. Ooh, you're in the Father's house.
Father's house.
Miracles take place, cynical find pain. Love is breaking through when the Father's in the room.
shaking. Love is breaking through where the Father's in the room. Love is breaking through where the Father's in the room. Lay your burdens down. Here in the Father's house, check your shame at the door. It ain't welcome anymore. Ooh, you're in the Father's house. Ooh, lay your burdens down. Ooh, here in the Father's house, check your shame at the door. It ain't welcome anymore. The Father's house. Lay your burdens down. Here in the Father's house, check your shame at the door. It ain't welcome anymore. You're in the Father's house.
May have a seat if you'd like to.
There's a grace when the heart is under fire. Another way when the walls are closing in. When I look at the space between where I used to be and this reckoning, I know I will never be alone. There was another in the fire standing next to me. There was another in the waters holding back the seas. Should I ever be reminded how I've been set free? There's a cross that bears the burden. Another died for me. There's another in the fire. All my dead left for dead beneath the water. I'm no longer a stage of my sin anymore. Should I fall in the space between what remains of me and this reckoning? Either way, I won't bow to the things of this world. I know I will never be alone. There is another in the fire. Standing next to me, there is another in the waters, holding back the seas. Should I ever need reminding, when power has set me free, there is a grave that holds nobody, now that power lives in me. There is another in the fire. Oh, another in the fire. Oh, 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 there is another in the fire. Oh, 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 there is another in the fire. Oh, 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 I can see the light in the darkness as the darkness bows to him. I can hear the roar in the heavens as the space between wears thin. I can hear the ground shake beneath us as the prison walls cave in. Nothing stands between us. Nothing stands between us.
other name but the name that is Jesus.
What a sweet name.
He who was and still is and will be through it all.
The name of Jesus.
So come away in the space between all the things I've seen and his reckoning. I know I will never be alone.
Do you know that you'll never be alone?
I know I will never be alone. Be another in the fire, standing next to me. Be another in the waters, holding back the sea. Should I ever need reminding, how good you've been to me? I'll count the joy from every battle, know that's where you'll be. Be another in the fire, standing next to me. Be another in the waters, holding back the sea. Should I ever need reminding how good you've been to me? I'll count the joy from every battle, I know that's where you'll be. I'll count the joy from every battle, 'cause I know that's where you'll be. I'll count the joy from every battle, 'cause I know that's where you'll be. Oh,
Speak out the name of Jesus. Just say Jesus. Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful sound? Doesn't it just do something in your heart when you say that? Is there anything that you're going through that seems bigger than you right now? Something that seems overwhelmingly huge and you just seem so small. God is greater. The name of Jesus is greater. I love the description of this nature, of the nature of God in Hebrews 6, verse 11. Now when God made a promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater than himself, he swore on oath on his own integrity to keep the promise as sure as God's as sure as God exists. I just like that. You know, God said, in essence, in the name of me, I'm going to make this come to pass. When God makes a promise or a covenant, it cannot be broken, because the ultimate power of good and justice and truth and integrity and trustworthiness are being backed up by himself. So God swears on his own name and integrity. I'd like us to do this reading together. I'll read the leader part, obviously, and if you would respond. I am filled. This is taken from Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2 and 17 through 19. I am filled with awe by your amazing works. In this time of our deep need, help us again as you did in years gone by.
For you are greater than our deep needs.
Even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines,
you are trustworthy.
Even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren,
you are good.
Even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty,
you are just.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength.
For you are greater.
Thank you.
surrender. You are the Savior, Lord of all. Be lifted higher as we bow lower. You are the Savior, greater. All the praise, all the thanks, all the glory to your name, all for you, Jesus. Jesus, you're greater. Here we surrender. Savior, Lord of all, be lifted higher as we bow lower. You are the Savior, greater. All the praise, all the thanks, all the glory to your name, all for you, Jesus. All the praise, all the thanks, all the glory to your name, all for you, Jesus.
The praise.
Nothing compares to the greatness of knowing you, Lord. Nothing compares to the greatness of knowing you, Lord. Nothing compares of knowing you, Lord.
I find myself
just living for today, 'cause I don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring. So no matter if I rise or fall, I'll never be alone. Nothing compares to the greatness of knowing you, Lord. And nothing compares.
The hard times, the times even when you seem silent or distant or absent or hiding, may your name still always be on our lips. There's no name greater than yours. Amen.
Good morning, Hosanna. How are you doing? I didn't hear that. How are you doing? Excellent, excellent, excellent. So we can't hug each other. We can't shake hands. So I'm going to ask you in just a moment to stand up and look around you and wave at the people around you. Stand up and let's wave at each other. Let's say hello to each other by waving. Look at folks and wave to them and wave hello. Great. And for those of you who are at home, you can stand up and wave at yourself, all right? Yeah, excellent. All right. It's good to see you here. It's good to see all of you who are at home and who are watching on video. You didn't know I could see you, did you? But I know you're there. I know you're there. Yes, I do. All right. A couple of things we want to share with you. We have a KidVenture update. I think we have some pictures coming up. There was a movie and pizza night, and the kids had a great time, even with social distancing and wearing their masks. KidVenture continues to meet on Zoom on Sunday mornings at 11:30. So contact Kelly Wenzel if you would like your children to be involved. So it looks like they had a great time. All right. Those of you who are participating in Tony's class, Hope in Hard Times, it continues today at 11:15. Also, on Zoom. We're going to have a baptism on Sunday, October the 4th. I don't know any details or where we're going to do it. Maybe we're going to sprinkle you. I don't really know. But there's supposed to be a baptism on October the 4th. And it's going to be awesome. All right, it's going to be awesome. We'll probably, you know, like we gave you, communion in a little sealed cup, we'll give you baptism in a little sealed cup. All right? All right. Maybe not. I don't know. So if anyone is interested in being baptized, please contact the church office or Tony or Deb. Finally, we have an update from the Treehouse Playground, which is being built over here at the Church of the Brethren. Let's all clap for the Church of the Brethren. Okay, all right, all right. There we go. And it turns out that we delivered 88 ham and cheese pretzel sandwiches, a case of fresh apples, 100 snack bags, and homemade chocolate chip and sugar cookies. We all missed out on those, so we should have gone out and worked hard. Yeah. I love the ham and cheese pretzel sandwiches. Oh, yeah. The coordinator said everyone loved the sandwiches. What is there not to love about those sandwiches? And the cookies were a real treat, too. They're still looking for more volunteers to join the effort in building the playground, which will benefit the Lititz community and beyond. So if you'd like to help, show up at the Lititz Church of the Brethren next week. I don't know when next week, but just show up. All right? All right. Okay. And now, Tony and Joanne, come on up.
Right. It's a long walk. I was telling Deb.
You can take your mask off because they won't be able to hear
I'm
you.
I'm so used to wearing those things. I was telling Deb.
Put your mic on.
Oh, it is on.
Dear.
Oh. Hi.
You were telling Deb. You were telling Deb something.
I was telling Deb
that we should make some people sit up here because it's like full back there. But why doesn't anyone want to sit in the front row?
And from the live stream perspective, there's this line of sight that goes right past the empty chairs. And they can't see all of you guys back there. Is anybody there, Tony? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God's good people are here. Oh, my goodness. The calendar says that fall begins on Tuesday. No fake. My God. Just random thoughts. It's good to see you. Several weeks ago, we did a message here. We were doing a series on unseen realities in the month of August, and we did a message about an unseen reality called the communion of saints. Mm-hmm. And what we noted in that message was that we are connected far more than we think we are. It's not just who is physically gathered, but as members of the body of Christ, we're connected across centuries and across cultures. Now, being connected across centuries might have been a new idea to some. The idea that there's this cloud of witnesses from the past, maybe who are in one way or another witnessing how we are walking and what we're doing now. But being connected across cultures is probably not a new idea, at least not here. If you've been here any length of time, you know that we're connected to brothers and sisters in several parts of the globe. And the last few months, doing our services on the internet has shown us vividly how we can be connected across the miles. We've had people listening in and participating in recent months from Toronto and Tennessee and Indiana and Africa. And elsewhere in Pennsylvania, and some old friends of ours who moved to other places have been able to participate.
Canada.
I said Toronto, but elsewhere in Canada? New Zealand and Australia. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. We had actually, I'm sorry, I'm off on a tangent here, but somebody sent us a very nice, it was generous and sent us a gift from Toronto. And I told Mary to return it because they had the wrong Hosanna church.
And we're like,
it came through electronically.
And the rest of us were looking at him going, why wouldn't it be us?
Because like, there's a Hosanna church in Toronto. I was sure somebody just sent it to the wrong. No, she says, no, I found you online. Love what you guys are doing. Just wanted to bless you.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was us.
Yeah. So we are connected across the miles, and we're the first generation to be able to enjoy this. It's amazing, and I'm glad we had this right when we needed it. We're connected in a number of different ways. 2 weeks ago, we heard from and prayed for two of our own members, Carl and Jackie Sands. We invited them up here for a few moments, who returned last weekend to their place of ministry. They're serving in one of those countries that makes it hard for Christians sometimes, which is why we don't say publicly where they're at. It just makes it easier on them. Yes. But those of us who are in the building or have been in the building, reminded every week of our sister congregation in Kurgli, Bulgaria. We come in and we see the cross in the corner. We see the artwork on the side. Both of those were gifts from them. And that ministry is led by our dear friends Heidi and Panka Tanasov. Mm. And Heidi and Panka are their pastors, church planners, their mission workers. They help with other churches throughout the region. And they are gifted artists. This is their artistry. Mm-hmm. And that's much of what they do to be able to support their ministry. So 2 years ago, Joanne and I got to visit Bulgaria at their invitation. And we taught at a conference for Bulgarian pastors, those drawn from the entire the country. And while we were there, we got to participate more vividly in the communion of saints. We actually got to, we can't do this anymore, rub shoulders with our Bulgarian brothers and sisters. Got to know some of them. We got to, and while we were there, they even honored us to ask them to bring a message, bring some encouragement from Scripture to them. We did that multiple times. Mm-hmm. We even, the church, the sister church, Christ Resurrection Church in Bulgaria, we had the opportunity to lead them in communion. Yeah. So it was literally the communion of saints across the miles. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this morning, we want to reciprocate that by inviting them to do the same. Because, surprise, Heidi and Panka are with us today.
Yes.
Because of live streaming, can connect us all together.
We hope.
And What we're going to say is please be patient with the technology. This is trickier than it might seem at first. So we've got, we're all here, and we've got our friends who are part of the Hosanna community, broadly speaking, on live stream, connecting with us around every place. But then we also got this connection to Bulgaria, where we want them to be able to hear them talk, and putting all the pieces together is a fascinating thing. Mm-hmm. And our tech team has been busy at work for days on this. So we're going to begin with something that's a little bit easier. Hattie has recorded a message for us, a short message from Scripture for us on video. And we're going to share that first, and then they're going to join us live to give us an update on what's going on in the ministry. And then at the end of the service, they are going to lead us in communion.
Yes.
So as Sean said, if you're joining us online and you want to gather some stuff together for communion, some bread and some cup, it doesn't have to be grape juice and any kind of special bread. They're just outward symbols of the inward spiritual reality they represent. So let's welcome Hadi and Penka Tanasov from Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Grace in Greek. Hello, dear friends from Kusana Fellowship. We're in Greece right now with Penka in Christian base called Charis, which means grace in Greek. We want to greet you with the greeting of Apostle Peter, who saying, grace to you and peace be multiplied. For us is big privilege to have one message from this place where we are resting right now during the COVID-19. We had big pressure upon us. We did a lot of work serving Jesus during these difficult times, encouraging people, casting videos every day in many groups. During this time, we encourage people to come to faith, to continue with Christian faith. We have baptizing new believers. All these things at the same time are blessing, and at the same time they are big burden. For that, we came here to take a rest among the olive trees in this peaceful place. God bless you again. We'll share with you some interesting things. Also, we did artworks here, and we want to show a little bit. I was inspired from the Holy Spirit to do branches, olive branches with olive. Penka did a pencil drawing of the olive trees. God was talking to us about the grace of God here. Not because the base called Charis, but we believe that because it's time to recognize again how important it is to have understanding and relationship with the grace of God. The olive branch is talking us about the grace of God. The olive trees where we are right now, I am inside of the olive tree. I am inside of the root of the olive tree, which is older than me with 500 years than me. This olive tree is separated in four different branches, and when we're looking from side to side, look like this, there are four trees, but this is a little bit illusion. The olive tree is one. The branches are four, but the root is one. And we were thinking here about how important is the root of the olive tree, Jesus. And the Father who is taking care for us by Him. Apostle Paul saying in Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 17, 18, that the root support us. We are not supporting the root. And if we are supporting from the root, to be humble, to realize how big privilege is to stay on this root. Also, Apostle Paul is giving the image of Israel, the people of Israel, with home olive tree. And he's saying that the wild olive tree, the Gentiles, are joined to the home olive tree, Israel, because the faith. And if the Gentiles continue to stay in Jesus by faith, they'll continue to give good fruit. They'll continue to stay on the branches. And if Israel was separate from the olive tree because lack of faith in Jesus, they can turn back on the olive tree if they come to faith. We have to pray for the people of Israel to come back, because God gave promise to them to turn them back to Him. All these things giving us very good understanding about the church. How important is the church here? That the church is one, because only one very important reason: Jesus and the grace of God, who gave His only begotten Son for us. And He became, God became, the Word of God became flesh, and we saw His grace by Jesus, His grace. The Word of God was full with grace in Him. This is very important for us to understand today where we are. Also, I realized for myself something important. Here in this place, right now it's very hot, very dry. And with the local pastor, we start to water the olive tree. Olive trees, there are more than 50 olive trees here. And I adopted one olive tree like this. And it became very funny for me when I realized that this olive tree is 500 years older than me, but I adopted for a very short time to water this olive tree twice a week. This make me think about something very important, that one olive tree is somebody is caring for olive tree for short time, but the olive tree continue living generation by generation, and everyone who is caring for the olive tree is delivering the olive tree to the next generation. One olive tree to became fruitful need minimum 30 to 50 years to start give fruits, and 150 years to give good fruits, to be more fruitful and most fruitful, like the peak of the fruitfulness. This is speaking to me and make me very humble, because like people who are serving in the church, we must think for the next generation every day. And the church not belong to us, the church belongs to the root, to Jesus. And if we're taking care, like we're adapting church for very short time, we must take good care and remember that we need to deliver generation by generation the church to next people who will come in the church and be after us. This is very, very humbling to understand that the church is like Jesus, who is eternal. We are for a short time, and God is calling us to take good care for the church. The root is giving his power, his sources, to the branches. And Apostle Paul is saying that two kinds of olive tree are in the Bible, the home and the wild. The difference between home olive tree and wild olive tree is that for the home olive tree, somebody is caring. God is caring for the home olive tree, people of Israel and Gentiles who have joined to the olive tree. It's a big privilege to understand that the grace of God is caring for us. Thinking about the grace of God, we see that around the base are a lot of olive trees wild. They have no fruit, they have no roots. They are like bushes. They have no good face. But the home olive tree looks like a big power, big energy in it. Many, many fruits. One olive tree can give 50 kilo olives per season, which is unique. God is caring for us, brothers and sisters. For that, we need to come to the throne of grace with encouragement to trust God, that God is willing to give his grace. Also, we understood that the grace of God is the first real fruit from the heart of God to the world. The grace of God is more to give, not to receive, than to receive. For that, for us, it's very important to give, to learn from God how to give by grace. Because the nature of God is grace. He wants to give us himself. He wants to give us everything. His word, he gave already Jesus for us. And we are very privileged people to know God. We are very thankful that God called us. Here we realize that the grace of God is first to know who is Jesus, and by Jesus to know who is God Father, who is God. Second, to come to God, stay in him, and the grace is teaching us how to live in this secular world, staying in God. And the third very important thing is to testify for him. Apostle Paul is saying that by the grace of God, he was chosen from his mother's womb to preach Jesus among the Gentiles. A lot, big privilege. Say Paul. Also, the apostles, after the Pentecost, they testify for the resurrection of Christ, and big grace was staying among them. They testify, and God did a lot of miracles. This is the will of God for us to testify for Him. We are very near to places, biblical places here, near to Philippi, about 20 kilometers from here is Samothrace Island, where Paul passed and went to Neapolis, which is the main city of this area, right now Kavala. And 15 kilometers from Kavala is the ancient city of Philippi, where Paul started the first European church. And city of Lydia is over there right now, and one very good church called Lydian Paul, built by the Orthodox Church. And people from all over the world are coming and baptizing people in the river, the same place where Paul baptized Lydia. This is inspiration. This is talking for us too. We're in Muslim region. Also this area where we are now in Greece is also a lot of Muslim people. In our region, 90% are Muslim people. And for us it's big inspiration to baptize Muslim people in Lydia, place where Paul baptized Lydia. This is giving us vision to pray for the Muslim people to start to come to Jesus. And we see that Muslim people are coming because by vision God is doing His things. By His power, God is taking people for His name. For that we started missionary training center after we built the church, for which we got a lot of help from you, from your church. Now God is calling us to prepare something very and most important in our service for the next generation. This probably will be not for us, but this will be for the next generation. Missionary training center where pastors will be teaching, new believers will be trained there and sent among the villages and work among children. All these things are in our heart, and one sister from our church, without we know, she gave her house which she inherited, and she gave it for free. One house in three levels, and now we did a project, and this project will be one more level and one new building on the yard. Right now we are restoring the house and preparing the missionary training center to start to act and with to start the work with our vision. God is supporting us, but also we hope to have everything we need to finish this missionary training center. And this is under construction right now. We have contract with a builder company. They are working very well, and we just need to find the next support we need. We praise God for His vision for us. We are very thankful to God for the Word of God, and we appreciate the grace of God, the most important thing. By the grace of God, we are one. If we are under the grace of God, we are in God. We want to bless you again. Thank you for this special time which we can share with you. Of course, we can give more about our service, but we are very blessed here, and we wanted to share with you our blessing. God bless you, dear brothers and sisters, dear Pastor Tony, dear Pastor Joanne, dear church, their sister church. We're blessing you, we love you, and we are very, very thankful to you because God met us many years ago, and we feel that this relationship continues by grace and by love of God. Be blessed in the name of Jesus, Amen.
Oh. I'm getting all choked up to see him and hear his voice. I'm thinking maybe we need to go help them do some teaching in their new Mission Center house that was donated to them. It's good to hear from them. And you heard in that video, Resurrection Church, that's the name of their church. Resurrection Church is launching this exciting new initiative, and you could feel his energy go through the roof. It's a ministry training center, as Hadi was describing, and we've asked Hadi and Penka to spend a bit more time with us to explain that project in person. We're hoping we're going to be able to make the connection. It's now, how many, it's 6 hours?
7 hours difference.
7 hours ahead, so it's evening mm-hmm. now in Bulgaria. But he said that they were going to gather some folks in the church, and we want them to give us more details about the ministry training project, as well as an update on what else might be going on in their ministry. So,
if you're having any difficulties, by the way, adjusting to an accent that's not familiar to us, just keep in mind that when we were there, we preached in English, and Hadi translated for us the whole time. So can you imagine what that was like? We taught all day long, and people were translating for us. So
look,
it's beautiful that they...
Oh,
look at this.
Woo-hoo!
Christ Resurrection Church, Kerjli, Bulgaria. This is beautiful. Wonderful to see you, friends, again.
Yes, and can they hear us? Can you hear us in Bulgaria?
Okay, I think.
Is that a yes?
Okay. Wonderful.
It's so good to see you.
Okay. We should make everyone move forward so they can see you.
What I could do, we're connected back there. We're also connected up here on my machine. I could just actually show it around a little bit and show them who all's in the room.
Yeah, when we know we're connected, maybe everyone can wave. Oh.
Oh, yay. They're doing that. Yay.
Let's wave. Everyone wave at them.
Yeah, back at the, look at the camera in the back. We're all waving. Yeah, we still can't hear Hadi, so we'll give him a minute here.
The lag time, yes. Welcome to our world teaching on Zoom. 10 hours a day.
We had a conversation before the service where we said, we're not sure. If
you can show us that.
Are we there? That's okay.
It's okay.
And we said, well, you know, we're going to give this a try, and it'll work as good as it will work. And if it doesn't work, we'll be able to see our friends, and we can still do a little bit of an update, but at least we get to hear the video. So let's
see. Is there a way to do it now, one way from? You said about audio, Jeff, just doing?
Yeah, they're.
Oh.
If you can see the building that they're in, they...
Can you hear me? I'm
sorry?
All right, can you hear me?
Oh. While they're sitting there...
He says yes.
Okay. Yeah. Harry can hear us. We can't hear you. But that's a problem on our end, not yours. Your end is fine.
We hear you.
One moment. I'm going to get a microphone from the stage.
Jeff has divided himself into two.
If we turn off our audio, I mean, our video, would that?
Well, while they're working on that, I wanted to show you the building that they're in, because most of you have not been able to see this. And this was a building we contributed to. It took an awful lot of work and prayer to get this building built. But because they're artists, it's just a beautifully artistic building. It's a round sanctuary. And they have their paintings around the walls in this. And there's a bit of a dome ceiling in it, which is, you know, typical of Eastern Europe.
Check, check, check.
And there's such a feeling of grace in this.
Let's try.
Praise the Lord.
Yay!
God is good all the time.
Now, can you hear us?
You can hear us, yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, would you give it's good to see you all. Would you give us an update? Give us details about the ministry project.
Okay, we can show some photos by Jeff.
Yes, one moment.
They sent us additional videos and photos so that we could show you.
He's really making me want to go back.
This is actually more advanced technology than the moon landing was.
Okay.
This is the idea and project of the Missionary Training Center. And the house left is the existed house, and the other is the project for the new building, which will be meeting room with library and kitchen for the missionary people who will be coming for training. The house will be for receive people, and they can sleep in the house. We started fundraising next fundraising by the church, and we continue doing this like garage seller. People are giving things, and we sell these things to the neighbors here around the church. And a month ago, we started renewing the missionary training center, and the work is going very quickly. You can give the next slides, please. We took the roof down, and now we're almost covered the roof again. Next. This is the building. Again, next. This is the new roof. Praise the Lord. We took the flag of Bulgaria, and now we're preparing something special with symbols of Jesus. Next.
Wow.
This is the last picture from yesterday. Now we covered the roof with insulation on the top and around the roof. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
The idea of the Missionary Center, I told you already, is to give possibility to invite new believers from the Muslim villages who will stay there, and we can teach them and send them back to the villages. Also for missionary people who will be there to stay and to serve and train, to be trained, and also for training pastors and working with children. This is the purpose of the Missionary Training Center among the Muslims in our region. Sometimes we have problems to teach people in their village. For that, we need this center to invite them in place where we can work with them. Praise the Lord. This is the first missionary center of our church in Bulgaria, for Bulgarian Church of God.
Yeah.
Okay, next. And next. This is the roof from inside. Still under construction. Next. The work is going very quickly. This is the roof before we take it down. The work on the roof is on the missionary training center is going quicker than the supporting process. But we hope God will support everything to the end. Mm-hmm. Amen. This is enough for the missionary training center. The next things we can show is about our service, the baptistery, which you helped us. No, the social work, sorry. Buriana. This is Sister Buriana. During the COVID-19, we start to help the most poor people. And until now, we had buying products for poor people, sick people, handicapped people, and we already spread among the villages about 300 bucks. Each bag costs about $10, US dollars. This is unique service right now, and probably one of the possible service among Muslim people. Mm-hmm. From different supporters, we receive money and we buy these products from the shop. Next. Yeah. Next, quickly. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd. And we do this about 50 bucks, 60 bucks per month.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay?
Yeah.
Next. Next. Mm-hmm. Handicapped man, Muslim woman.
Oh.
many people received our gifts.
Him.
And people are very thankful, and always we are saying that this is in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Sister Mariana and Penka serving together. Okay, next. Mm-hmm. Baptizing people in our region. The pastors from the churches, you know the churches, because the seminar you did, continue to serve Jesus and they baptize people. About 20, 30 more people were baptized during the pandemic.
Wow.
From other pastors. We have baptized 5 people during the pandemic. Okay, next. This is a picture of Bulgarian pastor who baptized Bulgarian people in Poland.
Yeah.
Brother Asen, who baptized another 20 people in Poland. Wow. He's living in Germany. He's part of our missionary team too. Next. Mm-hmm. This is people who Brother Gunay is caring for them. Turkish-speaking gypsy people, they received bags also from Momčilgrad town, okay?
Yeah.
Muslim people came to Jesus, mm-hmm. coming to Jesus. Next. Also, we start doing art workshops with children and baptizing people here. Do you have the video about baptizing this lady? Okay, now, next.
Mm-hmm.
This is the baptistery.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for helping us build this. Because before we know the COVID-19, we built this and now this is very important for us.
All right, we're going to show the video right now. Okay, Harry?
Okay. Next. Or video. Yes.
Yeah.
Video to cut on the ceremony. Visit.
Здравейте. Готова ли си да служиш на Господа с цялото си сърце, с цялата си душа и с всичкия си ум? Да обичаш Бога и ближни, както с... Амин. Както с себе си. През целия си живот. Амин. Прощавам те в името на Отца, Сина и Святия Дух. Амин. Легни.
Да, да. Амин. During COVID-19 we have baptized 5 people and other are coming also. Today we had one new who will come next week or next next weeks.
All right, should we go to the art workshop, Harry?
Yes, next slide. Yes. Mm-hmm. During COVID-19 this year, we had possibility to do two art workshops with children. One in village, one in the city, in the church here. First time we did art workshop in the church and one art workshop in one Muslim village, Bulgarian Muslim village. Mm-hmm. Other places, they were closed right now because the fear of COVID-19. Brother Gunay also did art workshop. This is Buryana. And they met children in the park of Munchilgrad town, working together with them. The children do carving on glasses and carving on wood. Got supply, they to buy everything they need, and was very good service to the people in Munchilgrad, Turkish people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, we had much more children, they want to participate, but this year we had no this possibility to cover all these places.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We go to the second. Probably in general, this year, we had work with children about 100 children.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Together with Brother Gunay and us, about 100 children. Next. Next. No more to talk. Also, we have continued some home groups. Usually outside we are doing meeting. This also is one new church in Germany. 50 people in one room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Former Muslim people came to Jesus.
Wow.
And on this picture is the biggest mosque built in Bulgaria in our city. And they also call cultural center for Islam in Bulgaria. We have big competition with the Muslims. Also in the region with the bishop who is running now, Brother Teodoro, two new churches, church building, they were open during COVID-19. Two church buildings. Mm-hmm. Next. We are opening the new church building here again. Next. And short small pastors meeting together, and this next week we'll prepare the first missionary meeting, home group meeting outside in one village, and communion with people. We're taking communion together with them outside because COVID-19.
Yeah.
Next.
That's the last photo we have.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We see how God is working. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Praise you. Praise
Some
the Lord.
Old people don't visit the church right now, still don't visit the church. We visit them at their homes. But also we have new believers, not many, but we have some.
Yeah. Well, we understand. Amen. Yeah, we understand that, Hadi, because our congregation is similar. We have, well, I don't want to say the old
similar
folks because I'm starting to get there, but we have folks who we are at home watching online, and we have people who we record this. So all of this is being recorded. It will be online, and others can watch later on in the week, you know, what, and learn about what you're doing. We just want to thank you. Thank you for sharing. And for those of you here at Hosanna that have joined us more recently, you're seeing all of the work that's happening 7 hours ahead of here in Bulgaria, the way that the Lord is working there. And we've had the opportunity to partner with them over the years in several shared ministry, learning, and outreach activities. Just this, well, all, every year, we've been supporting their Christmas box distribution. And just this past year, they expanded that so that it's not only children who are getting Christmas boxes, which also come with the gospel presentation, but also to the elderly and to adults. And for some of the adults in their culture and in their region, this is the first gift that they've ever received. And it's coming from Jesus. We've covered the expenses for the construction of that beautiful new baptistry. We've purchased and donated lots. I don't know if you have a number, Tony, but lots of
computers and laptops, tablets. Yeah, 15 to 20.
And phones.
We didn't do any phones.
Oh, I thought we, okay, because no, they were asking for
because,
them.
Yeah, because of the network.
Oh, the network, okay. But we've, you know, contributed, donated lots for their pastors, and you saw several pictures of their pastors, because so many of the pastors are ministering in rural areas. It's very difficult. The road systems, the farther out you get from cities, the more rough they get. And so this allows them to stay connected with one another and their denominational network. As Tony said, we sponsored their denominational conference and I got to teach at it, and it was amazing. We helped them purchase their ministry van, and we continue to offer other general gifts along the way. We send them, you know, money to continue to support some of the ministries that they're doing. And it's our joy to do this. And we want you to hear in Bulgaria what a joy it is for us to be partnering with you, to partner cross-culturally with our Bulgarian brothers and sisters, to spread the love of Christ and to spread the presence of the church universal to people who may not hear the good news otherwise. It's also a joy to experience the reality that in this partnership, we receive as much and often far more than we give. We cannot anymore operate according to this idea that somehow we give them money and they do the work. Like, it's not equal. This is equal. Our work is shared. It's mutual and reciprocal because we're trying to do more together than only preach the gospel. What we're trying to do here and what they're doing there, we're attempting to live the gospel, to be actually become the good news of Jesus, to become the body of the risen Christ. So others can see and believe. It's like what Hadi was saying with that, the symbol of the olive tree. You can see the branches. You can see the fruit. The root may be hidden, but the fruit, we get to do this together. And we get to support them, and they support us. So we get prayer like you wouldn't believe from them as a community. We are giving and receiving, like he was saying, the overflowing life and love of Christ through his body to those of us within the communion of the saints, flowing out into a world where, wow, I did not know until we just saw those photos that so many were coming. It was a dry mission place for them for a very, very long time. So it appears that COVID is being worked to grace and being worked to redemption in some very unexpected ways. So, Tony?
Well, we are connected.
Mm-hmm.
Like the trunks of that olive tree. So this is indeed a communion of the saints, and what better way to symbolize that than by the communion among the saints?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you that are online, you can even pause if you want, if you're watching a recording or whatever, but just gather something. For those of you in the building, we've got these handy-dandy little sanitized communion packets. Isn't that marvelous?
They've thought of everything.
Yeah, we're like, how do we do everything we do now is how do we do it in an era of COVID? Well, this is a way we can do it. So we invite you to grab that, open it up. There's a wafer on the top, and then underneath will be the juice. And I believe Hattie and Pank, or some combination of them, are going to lead us in the words of communion, and we will follow their lead.
Okay. Do you want to share about the communion now?
Yes, please.
Okay. We had communion in our church today, this morning also, and we have communion right now
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
The verses from the Bible are from 1 Corinthians, where Paul saying that he received this from Jesus in personal way. Jesus is saying, take, eat this my body, which is broken for you, to this in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it
mm-hmm.
in remembrance for me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Until he comes, we continue to proclaim that Jesus gave us two things. The first thing is that he suffered on the cross for us and he took our sins, he died for us. And the second thing he gave us to remember and to proclaim is that Jesus overcome the death, he is risen, and he will come again.
Yes.
We're in the part right now waiting for his second coming. The key things also is that everyone who believes in Jesus overcome the world by his life.
Yes. Yes.
And the communion is one of the part of our victory in this world. I believe this is very close relationship with the Spirit of God. By our faith. Again, the grace of God is among us, between us and God, like free will to stay and support each other. God support us and we stay in him and serving in the church.
Mm-hmm.
This is very simple message which is giving us real feeling of the Holy Spirit in our heart by the communion. God bless you.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Very short.
All right. Well, and Jesus took the bread and broke it, blessed it, and we remember him as we eat.
This is bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Jesus took the cup, blessed it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "This is the covenant poured out in my blood. Forgiveness of sins. Take and drink."
Heal and be broken.
am pretty sure that's my favorite of all the beautiful songs that you have given us over the years, Sean.
Yes. Yes. And to Hadi and Penka, and are they still with us? And our brothers and sisters in Bulgaria, we love you. We bless you in the name of our shared Savior, Jesus Christ. We will be praying for you and for your work there. And who knows, maybe sometime soon we could be together in person again. Bless you. And I'm going to pray to our spendthrift God. I love this prayer. Yeah, he gives us all so that we can give all. So, Lord Jesus, our spendthrift God, past all explanation or deserving, we have received from you grace upon grace upon grace. We praise you for the joy that renews us through the miracle of each other here and across the world to Bulgaria as well. The miracle of each other. For your grace beyond our grasp, we praise you and ask that you deepen our faith and strengthen our faithfulness, that we may serve you as those who are alive from the dead. Your body in this earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Blessings, blessings. Thank you.